Okay, let's go.
I need any questions for Sarah.
Here you are. Here's eight. Okay, let's go, guys. I want you to focus, Donnie. You're more scarf. Okay. Don't worry. Knickers, you're learning. Okay, I know it's not easy. I remember. But you focus. Make yourself focus. Okay, Shear 7, number what? 18. Let's go. That's where we left off. Okay? Shear 7, number 18. Let's go. Says the Gemara. I mean, says the Kasha. What did Taisa say on Rabbi Eliezer? You remember what Taisa said on Rabbi Eliezer? What did Taisa say in Rabbi Eliezer? So on the top of Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, the top Taisus, the Gemara had a whole pilpul. Here is he. The Gemara had a whole pilpul. This is eight. You have eight? The Gemara had a whole pilpul. What does Rabbi Eliezer hold? What do you mean? If you have it, if Rabbi Eliezer holds Karkin Exelis, then the Sukkah Stulith. If Rabbi Eliezer holds Karkin Exelis, then the kark is borrowed, and Rabbi Eliezer holds the sukkah is borrowed as possible anyway, right? So Tos says, I don't understand. What's the whole pilpul? The Gemara says, black on white and baba kama, and kufiyot zayin amud beis, that Rabbi Eliezer holds you can steal karka. Karka is nigzelis. Come on, karka is nigzelis. So what's the whole Gemara pilpuling? If Rabbi Eliezer holds karka nigzelis, then fine, sukkah stula. If Rabbi Eliezer holds karka and nigzelis, then it's borrowed, Rabbi Eliezer still holds stula. He says karka nigzelis. So that's what Tosis is very bothered by in Laman Alfanov. So Tosis says, you're right, in a Hanami, Afilu Alibid Emis, that Rabbi Eliezer holds Karkin Exelis, but the Gemara is trying to elucidate that I want you to know that no matter how you slice it, Rabbi Eliezer holds the Sukkos Psula. Whether you hold Karkin Exelis, or even if Karkin would be in Exelis, the din is Rabbi Eliezer always holds Sukkos Psula. Tosis knows the Gemara. Tosis knows the Gemara. The Gemara says, Beferis to Rabbi Eliezer from Sukkim, that Karkin's Exelis. The Gemara Lamaisa wanted you just to elucidate what would be if you held Karkin and Exelis. Still, Rabbi Eliezer would passel. No matter what is he, the Gemara wanted to show that Rabbi Eliezer holds at the Sukkah's Psula no matter how you slice it. Either because of Sukkah Gzula, because Karkin's Nixelis, or even if it's ain't Nixelis, the Sukkah's Shula. Don't get me wrong, Tysus. I know that Rabbi Eliezer's Sukkah is Nixelis. I'm just trying to prove to you no matter what we say, Rabbi Eliezer's going to say that Sukkah is considered to be Psula. Either because it's Gzula or because Shula is Psula as well. Yehuda, you got it? That's what it means, I'll leave it at this. Okay, that answers 18. 19. You have 7 and 8? 19. Let's go. What was the chiluk thing? Zeil and Gneva, simple chiluk we said from the Rav. Please get this, Donnie. Get it down. What is the difference between Zeil and Gneva? The Rav said that Zeil, the focal point is more that you're being mafsid someone money. It's a liability that you incur. You damage someone. And there is no kaful. It's an overt action that you do in front of everyone. And but the word is that it's a hefsid moment you're causing to someone, and therefore halach lamaisa, there's no chiyuv keful, and we don't view it lamaisa as a real shtuch to Hashem. It's a terrible thing, but lamaisa it's not keful. Whereas the Rav said gneva,
that was gzeila.
That's gzeila. You know that gzeila. There's no din keful, right? Where the Rav said when it comes to gneva, gneva is much different. Gneva is a covert activity where you're more scared of man than Hashem, and therefore you're chayiv kefil. The Gemara says above, "Kamayin tesam amin beis," and the Rav says that the Rambam he proved that the ikar element of gnev is the maisa avera, the act of the avera that you did, not just the fact you caused someone a money loss, but it's the fact that you covertly act in such a way you're mechabin man over Hashem. It's a terrible thing. Therefore, you're chayiv kefil. And therefore, halach lamaisa, the focal point we said the Rav of Peretzky's atzal could be the chetzi shir applies to both gneva and gzeila, but the Magen Mishnah says it there by gneva that even if you steal less than a shavu pruta, you're over an isser. What's the isser? The isser is because you acted covertly, you acted terribly. Could be by gzeila also there's a din chetzi shir, but the Magen Mishnah points it out by gneva, which is showing to us this notion, the element of the avera. The element of the Aveira, the Maisa Aveira, is much more worse by Gneva than Gzeila, and therefore there's a Chiyuv Kefil by Gneva, not by Gzeila. Okay, that answers number 19. And then lastly, number 20, then we go to Shir 8, number 1. But Shir 7, number 20, what do we say about the Din? Ain't Adam Osa Dover Shin Shalom. Where does that appear? In that big Tosos. Okay, Yehuda, you got me? What is Ain't Adam Osa Dover Shin Shalom? It means as follows. It means that you, Halachala Maisa, you're not able to go ahead and bow down to someone's car and make the car into an avodah zarah. The car becomes avodah zarah. The guy, your friend, can't use it anymore. Ain odam also davar shina shalom. Tosa says yevamis on pe'alav and bes. Anything that's isah b'machshava, something that's done b'machshava, you don't have the power to ask for property that's not yours. Whereas something that's totally in mitzias, if you take a chicken soup or a meat soup, and you would pour milk into his soup, you would passel, because that's totally in the maisa, in the mitzias. But something that's totally in machshava, ain adam osur davar shina shalom. Same thing by kilayim we learned in the Tosis. If I have a wheat field and you go ahead and plant grapes right next to it and try to mess it up, the Tosis says ain adam. We quoted the Yushami, remember? It said ain adam osur davar shina shalom. Plain and simple. What'd you say? Kilayim is also Tolin Machshava, Taisa says. Correct. And therefore we apply the principle, it's not just Tolin Maisa. Whereas Basa B'chalav is Tolin solely in Maisa, and therefore that's the Chiddush L'Maisa. That's what Taisa says. Riyasa Anas, Loaser Kerem. You have a violent mafioso that goes in and plants wheat next to a grape field, it will not aser. Ain anamosa davar shena shalom. Because kilayim is not just a maisa. That's what the Avin just asked. Is it requires machshava plus maisa. You require machshava plus a maisa. It's not just simply you plant grapes and wheat together. You need a maisa with it. You need a maisa with machshava. The key thing is machshava. Whereas Basar B'chol is totally mitzias. Okay, that answers number what? Seven. Shear seven. Number 20. Here we go. Let's go to eight, guys. Let's go. We got to move. Okay. Shear 8, number 1. Jacob, you with me? Jacob, I think it's better at the table. If you're writing, you got it? Are you sure? But let's do it then, okay? Shear 8, number 1. What's the story with the grandmother that yelled at Rav Nachman? The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara has a story. It says that there was an elderly woman. The elderly woman came in the presence of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was the Av Beis Din. He was the head of the house of the Reish Galusa. And she says to Rav Nachman, I want to tell you something. The sukkah that the Reish Galusa and all the Rabbanim of the Reish Galusa are sitting in is a sukkah gzula, because they stole beams from me. So she continues, she screams in front of Rav Nachman, and he doesn't pay attention to her. Then she says, she gets all upset because Rav Nachman seems to be ignoring her. And the elderly woman says to Rav Nachman, you have basically a chutzpah. My father had 318 servants. And she continued to scream in front of him, and he continued to ignore her. And then he finally said to his Talmidim, you know what? She's nothing but a crier. She's nothing but a crier to this woman. She's a troublemaker. She's making noise. And you know what? Tough luck. She doesn't get her beam back. All she does is get cash. And that's it. End of story. Please get it. That's lock, stock, and barrel number 2. Okay? That's the story. I want you to get the Gemara Klor. Okay?
That was one.
Yes, I'm sorry. 1. 2. What was the Hesber of Mimai, of the Kapos Tamarim? The Gemara, in the right previously, pointed out that how do we know that if you steal wood and you make a sukkah out of it, that everyone agrees the sukkah is kshera? How do you know that? How do we know that that's so? Mimai. The Gemara asked the Kasha. So what did the Gemara answer? The Gemara says, because the Gemara compares Rosh Hashanah with what? The Gemara compares Rosh Hashanah with the Sukkah Gzula. Just like Rosh Hashanah is not your karka, so too Sukkah Gzula is not your karka. And therefore we know that you removed the guy from your land. You removed the guy from his land. I took Yosef, I removed him from his land, and I went in there. And in that situation, halacha lemaisa, the Sukkah, that we know that in that situation, halacha, that's how we know that the Machlokas is only regarding what when you throw a guy, when you remove a guy from a sukkah. Because we compared it to Rosh Hashanah. It has to be land that's not yours. But what was troubling the Gemara when it said Mimai? This is what the Kapos Tamarim is masber. What was troubling the Gemara? So the Kapos Tamarim says beautifully. The Kapos Tamarim says, I'll tell you what was troubling the Gemara. Because it's very possible to say that the Chachamim and Rebbe Elazar do not argue in the case of where I remove Yosef from his property and from his sukkah. Why is that? Because I could have said, halacha lemaisa, then maybe in the case, where do we say that they both agree that it's possible? Where you steal wood and you make a sukkah. You know, in that case, I would still think maybe the chacham say it's the sukkah's what? I still would say maybe the sukkah's psul in that case. Why? Because how long is a sukkah supposed to be up? It's seven days. It's a temporary chefsa. You're not going to keep it up forever. So maybe you're obligated to take the beam down and return it to him. May, or turn it to the guy you stole from. Maybe that's what I would think. That's what the Gemara's trouble with me. My, how do you know that Lamais of the Machlokas is only in a case where I remove Yosef out of his karka and where a case of Gozalates and Makiva, everyone agrees that it's Psula? How do you know? Maybe in the case where you steal the wood and make the sukkah, maybe the Chum would require you to return the beam. And therefore they would say in that case the sukkah would be Psula. How do you know they would agree with Rabbi Elazar? That's what was troubling the Gemara. You follow me, Avram? To say me my. It's a very beautiful shot. Because Lamais, I would think you're going to take it down anyway. What's the answer to the Gemara? The answer to the Gemara is no. That for those 7 or 8 days, 7 days in Eretz Yisrael, 8 days in Chutz Lartz, your residence is your sukkah. So if your residence, Adani, is your sukkah, we call that like in a sense of what? At least for Hilchos Gzela, Kavua. You know, we require a Diris Eroi. But for our purpose of Takanas Marish, it's called a what? A permanent structure. And therefore, to come say you don't have to take the beam down, and therefore you are Yotzei. So you please get that. I want you to get it. It's a very, very beautiful shot of the Kapos tomorrow. That's what was troubling the Gemara. Adam, you got me? That was the Mimai. How do you know the Machlok is only when I took his Chavera from his land? But Guzalates him, also Sukkah, everyone agrees that it's Psula. How do you know? Everyone agrees that it's Kshema, rather, because it's Kanesh Marsh. Maybe the Chum wouldn't argue in that case. And why would they argue? They would argue very strongly because they would say, you know what? How hard is it? You only have the Sukkah up for 7, 8 days. Put it, bring it back down. Maybe you're not Yotze. No. For those 7, 8 days, the Gemara says, those are mamash yours, and the Chum invoked Takanas Marsh, and therefore what? You're going to be Yotze just as well, according to the Chum, as Rabbi Elazar. But that was prompted by the Gemara. The Gemara's bothered by it. You got it? Please get that. You got that, Chlor? That was the Mimai. You got it? You sure? Okay, that's the Mimai. You got to ask yourself, what was the Mimai? That's just Tom. How do you know? The Gemara was troubled by. How do you know that they're masking my Gozel Eitzim? That maybe they argue on that case too? And there's good reason to argue. How hard is it to take the beam down? It's only going to be up 7, 8 days. No, it's considered a Diris Kavua. That answers number one. Number two. Three. What was her Kavana? That she's a daughter of what? Someone who had, she's a daughter of a father that had 318 servants. What is she trying to be, a history professor? Why is she conveying this to Rav Nachman? So we said the following pshat, and please get it. She was trying to convey the following. The pshat is Rashi is Masber, that she was trying to say she's a descendant of Avram Avinu, who himself had 318 avadim, when he had to fight Lamais in the war to get Lot back. We know the Gematria of Eliezer was 318. So the Rashi quotes the Medrash that it was only Eliezer. But the push-up shot is 318 soldiers. So she was trying to say, listen, I'm a Jewish descendant. I'm Jewish. I'm a Jewess. I'm from Avram Avinu. And therefore, Avram Avinu, you know, what did Avram Avinu do with his Avadim? He tried to save Lot. He tried to make sure that Lot wouldn't be oppressed. So why can't you make sure that I'm not going to be oppressed? She was coming as a Tainan. That's how we said the pshat is according to what? According to Rashi. Comes along the Ksav Sofer. That's the way the Ksav Sofer says pshat and Rashi, the first pshat. But we said from the Aruch HaNer a little bit more. And that is, so she was trying to say, you know what? You're the Rosh HaGola. You know what? You work with the Rosh HaGola, you Rav Nachman. You know, Rosh HaGola is supposed to act like Avram Avinu acted. Avram Avinu made sure that his Avadim never stole. You and Rosh, the Reish Galus of Exilarch, are not making sure that their avadim or employees don't steal. So that was the Aruch HaNer's pshat. And then there was a third pshat I wanted you to get.
That was the Chassam
Sofer? No, the first was the Ksav Sofer. First was the Ksav Sofer with Rashi. The second pshat is the Aruch HaNer. And the third pshat is the Ra'ah, and the first pshat, the Ra'ah's first pshat, where she just wanted to say that her father was a Gvir. Her father was a wealthy man, and she has a certain status. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, you should treat me with the right respect. You know, her father, Mustam, was a big Baltstalka. He was a big Veer. Even though we always say you have to treat everyone equally, right? Remember we always said that? Where's Zariah, we said? I said it in the Drusha last week in the Shul. Who is the assistant to Betzalel? Betzalel's from Shevet Yehuda. Who is the assistant? Aliyah. It's from Shevet Dan. Rashi's people used to make fun of Shevet Dan. They're from the Shvachos. So Kodesh Baruch was telling you, I don't care, as long as that guy's a good guy. You could have Shevet Yehuda, which is the most prominent Shevet, but his assist will be from Shevet Dan. He'll be just as prominent. So we treat everyone the same. We never try to mechabit only. You're only nice to certain guys and never talk to another guy. Never supposed to be like that. We've discussed that before. At certain times, oh, you'll talk to a certain guy when there's no one else to talk to. That's not right. Talk to the guy anytime. Not just when someone else is not there. You act like a mensch all the time.
Who's the last
shot? Last shot was from the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah's first shot. Okay, that answers number one. Number three. Number four. Why was it, Taka, that Rav Nachman ignored her? Rav Nachman was the God of the door. We paskin like him always in Dinim Amunus. He was a gadol ador of Nachman. Why would Rav Nachman ignore this elderly woman? So we said the following. We said the following mahalach. I want you to get it. Of course, Rav Nachman was a tzaddik. He never ever would do this. So what was going on here? Why did he ignore her? So we said the following from the Ksav Sofer. I want you to get it. And he said like this. He was masbir in the Orach Chaim Shimon Kufchav Dalet according to the Ritva. The Ritva is of the opinion that if a person steals Eitzim and builds on his sukkah, and the nigzel is toveah him during sukkahs, then what's the din? The ganav can keep the what? The gazlan can keep the wood and just has to pay cash. But what happens if he waits? What happens if the nigzel waits to toveah him to a din tar after sukkahs? So we're going to see the din, but what is the din? The Ritva says, you have to return the actual wood. So listen to this. Rav Nachman said, he knew the woman desired to get her wood back. But she insisted on mitoveah them now, on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. And Lamaisa, he knew that if she would toveah them now, what would be the din? She'd only get cash. He knew that she wanted the wood back. So he's trying to push her off. Don't do it now. Don't push the envelope. He wanted to push her off to mitoveah them to dinter after Chag, so she could get the wood back. But she wouldn't listen. She didn't understand what he was trying to do. And therefore what? She was complaining that he is not interested in helping her and everything. And she kept going on and kept yelling and yelling. And Rav Nachman said, I see that what? And this is what I want you to add on. Rav Nachman said, I see that you're not really what? You're really playing games with me. You can't tell me that Kol Kvuda Basmel Pnima, which is a pasuk that women are tzanua, and you try to convey that you're a bas malachim, that you're a bas of a big vir and a big tzaddik lamaisa. And therefore what? And therefore what do we say? Rashi says, if it's easy for a good Eitzim in the Shuk, then what? Then what's the din? We let the Goslin keep the wood, right? But if it's not easy, then maybe they would make you what? Make the Goslin return the wood. So she's tiny, oh, she's a boss Gadol, she's a boss of Avram Avinu, it's hard for her to go outside, Kiva, to get the, Kokvud of Bas Melchnima, it's not easy for her. He said, give me a break. He says, is this the way you speak to a Rav? You shry, need as you yell and yell and yell. It's bear, she's probably, bear, there are probably other people around. Even if there isn't anyone around, you don't talk to Rav Nachman, the Gadol Ador, like that. And he said to her, I see that you're not really acting like a Bas Avram Avinu, so don't give me the business that it's not easy for you to go out and get the stuff. The bottom line is you only get the cash, and that's it, you're not going to get the wood. That's what Rav Nachman said to her. So I want you to get that whole mahalach. God forbid that you should think that Rav Nachman ignored this lady. She was acting improper. And if you act improper, you have to tamim tiyem Hashem Elokecha, like the Chofetz Chaim says. You're tamim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If someone treats you like a mat, you don't have to be treated like a mat. Donnie, you got me? Let's focus on that. Please get that whole mahalach. Because Rashi made a line, he said, that if it's easy for the what, the Nigzal is the guy who was stolen from, to get the stuff, then we do tuck on his marsh. We let the Gaza keep the stuff. It's hard, though. We would make him take it back. So she's saying it's hard. Oh, she knows it's hard for her to go out. She's a bas malachim. He said, come on. The way you're acting is ridiculous. Okay. That answers number four. Five. What's the din? Please get this. When the Goslin has stolen the beamer wood, but has not yet paid. So it will he be Yotze's mitzvah or not? Okay, I want you to get that. He has not yet paid or not. So the Meiri points out from this story, please get it. He points out from this story, you with me, Izzy? He says, even though the Goslin has not yet paid, your Yotze, your mitzvah sitting in the sukkah. As long as you have not paid, halach lamaisa, doesn't mean you're not Yotze. He said, ein lo demei itzim el bilvat. Allah Almighty. Well, and this seems from this whole story that no one paid her yet, right? No one had paid her yet, but these fellows went ahead and what? This Resh Galusa, the Talmidim, are all sitting there. Avram, you got me? They're all sitting there, and what does it say? It seems to be from the Gemara, they're Yotze. So says the Miri Klal, that even though the fellow has not yet paid, the Gazan hasn't paid the Nigzal yet, you are still Yotze based on what? The din of Takanas Marish. Then the Miri quotes, okay, come on, you got this? Donnie, Avram, come on. How do you ding zach on this? How do you reject this? The Miri says there are those who reject this raya. And please get why. Because Rav Nachman says, Lomai, are you getting this down? Rav Nachman rejects, there are those who reject this raya. What's the raya? You're not doing stuff with technology. I don't want you to don't do technology stuff. Come on, let's focus on the learning. Okay, get rid of the technology stuff. So what is the Yesh Dochem? How do you get rid of this Raya? Please get it. Because Rav Nachman wanted to pay her.
Rav Nachman saw she wanted to pay. But Lamaisa, Rav Nachman wanted her to pay. She just didn't want him to cobble the money. So don't tell me this story's talking about a case where you haven't yet paid the money. You haven't yet paid the money, you're still Yotze. That's not really true. The answer is that this case is different because what? Rav Nachman wanted her to pay. But what? She just didn't want to accept the money.
And that's why they're Yotze.
Yeah, but in a situation where the Goslin does not want to pay, it could very well be that you're not Yotze at all.
Who said that?
No, because the Miri brought a raya, flat out raya from this story, that Lamaisa, even if the Goslin has not paid, you are still Yotze. Mashma, it doesn't matter whether he wants to pay or doesn't want to pay. That's what the Miri quoted from this story. So he says, no, that's no raya, because in this story, Lamaisa, Rav Nachman, the Goslin wanted to pay. She just didn't want to take the money. So you can't develop a whole reasoning. It could very well be where a Goslin does not want to pay. If he's not planning, if he doesn't want to pay, you maybe are not Yotze. You don't sit to Kunis Marsh. And the truth is, this is a machloikis. Please get this. The truth is, this is a machloikis in Rashi and the Bala Itter. Amazing. It's a machloikis, the Rashi and the Bala Itter. What do I mean to say by that? Because the Torah quotes Rashi and he says, the Torah quotes Rashi, the sukkah gzula is where you steal a boat. You steal a sukkah off a wagon or a boat. But if you steal the eitzim, ain lo lav el d'me eitzim v'yotzibah. And then the Torah right afterwards quotes the Bala Itter. And the Bala Itter says, if you steal eitzim and you don't want to pay, it's a sukkah gzula. So what does the Beis Yosef and the Bach say? That the Tur was trying to present a machloikis. That Rashi holds, even if you don't want to pay, you are Yotze. Rashi says the only case of a sukkah gzula is the Rosh HaGala. Mashma that in the situation of a classical case of stealing wood and making a sukkah, even if you don't want to pay, you're Yotze because it's going to smirsh. Halach Lomas, and the Bala Itter says you are not Yotze. So it comes out that this Shiloh, as to whether or what, a Gazan, when he doesn't want to pay, do you still sit the Kunis Marsh in order to be Yotze? Rashi says, yes. The Balita says, no way. You are not Yotze, halach lamaisa. And the truth is, the Mishra Berurah concludes from the Magen Avraham, that the bottom line is, if the Gazan does not want to pay, please get it, you are not Yotze, halach lamaisa. And the Sharatzion, which we quoted, from the quotes from the Machas HaShekel, Sifkon Chav Beis, what happens if he's playing games? The Gazan says, I will pay you, but he keeps procrastinating day to day. Then in that case, you are Yotze. Because he does plan on paying, just procrastinating. In that case, since he's on the way to doing tshuva, even though physically he hasn't paid, the Machzah Shekel, the Shartzion quotes the Machzah Shekel, you will be Yotze in such a case, halach lamaisa. So please get that. It's a very interesting din. The Miri said, lamaisa, you Yotze, even if you don't pay originally, because when you eventually pay, you Yotze lamafreya. That's what he wanted to tain it. Okay, fine. That answers number what? 6. Please get it. Please get the upshot of it. Adam Klor, you got it? All right, good. Kiva, you getting everything down? Let's go. That's 6. 7. Okay, over the weekend, guys, I want you to go over all the questions. Okay? Should go over all the questions. Yes, Yehuda, real quick.
So in the beginning of Mahokas, the Governor
Yuri, yeah.
Was he talking over the guy that hasn't paid or isn't going to pay?
No, the Goslin, he doesn't get into whether he wants it or not. He just well said, correct. Objectively, he hasn't yet. Then later, we got on to the fact whether he wants to or not. Okay, when the Miri and the Eshtolka was talking about, he physically hasn't yet paid Bimitzias. Well said, very good you. Okay, that's number 6. 7. What does the Gemara say regarding a stolen beam that was built in the Sukkah? That's the next story. Ravina gives the following din. What does Ravina say? Ravina says that there's a kshura. What's a kshura mean? Aramaic word for a beam. What's the metaltala? Sukkah. So what happens if you have a beam, stolen beam, and you build it into your sukkah? So the Rabbanim made takanas marsh. Fine. Gemara says, what's the big deal? Of course it's a takanas marsh. What's the difference between a beam and wood? What's the answer? So the Gemara says like this. I would have a havim the eitzim, which are common, so the nigzal can always go out to the store and get wood. No problem. But a beam is uncommon. So I would think that what, Avram? By a beam, Lamaisa. By a beam, what? I would think you would not say Takanas Marsh because why? It's not so common. Maybe we'd make the Gazan give back the beam. Kamash Malam, what's the din? The din is that once it's built into the sukkah, you don't have to take it down. But then the Gemara has a caveat. What is that caveat? Please get it. That when do we say Takanas Marsh works? Only during sukkahs. The go Shiva. After Shiva, in Achanami, the Gazan must return the beam. However, if he cemented it with mud, if he cemented it with what? Cement, during Sukkot, then even after Shiva, He doesn't have to, what, take down the structure, and he could give cash. That's the Gemara, lock, stock, and barrel. I want you to get it. Okay, that's just the Gemara. That's number what? Number seven. Get the dinim. Those are the dinim in the Gemara. You got it? You do not say Takanish Marish, what? You only say Takanish Marish during Sukkot. After Sukkot, you don't say it unless you made it, cemented it in. Okay. You, do you have a question? You got it? Okay. And so that's why even after Sukkot, you don't have to give cash, correct?
What I'm saying, wouldn't that make Sukkot just possible?
No, for purpose of Hilchos Sukkot, it'll still be Diras Aroi. Still will be a Diras Aroi. I understand, but that's not a problem, Lamais. It's only going to be a Diras, it's still a Diras Aroi if it's not higher than 20 Amas, okay? It's a good Hari, you bring in for Hilchos Sukkot, it's still Diras Aroi. For Hilchos Gzela, Takanas Marsh became a permanent object. Very good Hari. Very good, Adam. That's number seven. Eight. Why is the Gemara again omit mitzvah of Avera? In this whole Gemara. Donnie, you with me? Come on. Please. Please, get rid of it. Come on, it's conquered the Yitzhara. It's Mamas the Yitzhara. Get rid of the whole thing, please. Come on. You know, we're not in high school. We're not in high school anymore, okay? Let's go. All right, let's go. Number what? Number eight. Don't worry about this. Schuss, you'll be able to... don't worry, Donnie. Focus, okay? You'll do good. Why is mitzvah of Avera omitted? Where was mitzvah of Avera omitted? It was omitted where? In the story of Avanachri? It was omitted in the story of what? Sukkah Gzula? Now it gets omitted here. Why is Mitzvah there omitted in the case of Ravina with the bean? So, we pointed out as follows. We pointed out that, first of all, if you hold like the Re, Tosfos says it getting, that once you're koneh the object, we never say Mitzvah there afterwards. It does not continue, because it didn't in the Gavra, and once you made a Kinyan, Lomaisa, before the, you were koneh the Gazan was koneh the object, koneh a Mitzvah, there's no Mitzvah there. Allah lemayis. Even if you're only koneh b'takanas chachamim, who cares? Hefker b'zen hefker, and therefore we treat it like a real kinyan. It's not a problem halacha lemayis at all, none whatsoever. That's one mahalach that we said if you hold like the read. The other mahalach is, namely, if you hold like Rabbi Natan, that holds what? That mitzvah bavera can be said after what a kinyan is made. Why is mitzvah bavera omitted here again? So here we said again, this is a raya. It says the hashlama that la halacha we do not hold the mitzvah bavera. Believe it or not. We do not hold the mitzvah of Bavera. That's the Hashlama's Raya. Okay, it's a Chiddush. We don't hold like the Sefer Hashlama. But the Sefer Hashlama says, you know what? If I am a mitzvah of Bavera man, you know what I could say? Maybe we're talking about a situation with another man. Maybe Ravina's talking about another man bought it from the Goslin. And what do we say according to what? The Orchos Chaim? That the third person, excellent Yehuda. By the third person, you don't say mitzvah of Bavera. You only say it by the guy who did the Avera. By the next person, you don't say it. So please get that whole mouth. Number one, you could hold like the Re. Then once you make a kid, you don't say mitzvah vera. Number two, if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, then mitzvah vera should continue after the avera. After the avera, you could say we don't hold the mitzvah vera. Or you could say that even if you hold the mitzvah vera, we're talking about a situation where a guy bought it from the third guy, from the Gazan. And therefore, you don't hold like the Orchos Chaim. If you hold like the Orchos Chaim, you don't say mitzvah vera by the third guy.
What's our case? Is this the story of the woman?
No, the Ravina's din about the beam. If you have a stolen beam, you put it in the sukkah. Mitzvah Babavera is omitted, Akiva. So that's the reason why it's omitted. Either we hold like the Re, they don't say Mitzvah Babavera afterwards, or we don't hold Mitzvah Babavera at all, or you hold Mitzvah Babavera like Rabbeinu Tam, but you don't say it by a third person. You have to make an ukimt in the Gemara that Ravina's talking about a case where what? Ravina's talking about a case where a third man bought it from who? The guy who stole the beam and built the sukkah. Okay. That answers number what? Eight. Let's go. Nine. What's the machlokas we've shown him on how to be maz with the din, how to immediately bego shiva? Please get it. The Gemara says beferish that the din of Takanas Marsh is only said during Sukkot, correct? So we had a major machlokas we've shown him how to be maz with that. Please get this. Rashi says you always look at the payment. Was there an actual payment made? If the Goslin pays the Nigzal the money during Sukkot, then you are putter from returning the beam. Done. According to Rashi, you look at the payment. If, however, you delay the payment till after Sukkot, then you must return the beam. Must. That's Shittas Rashi. That's how the Aruch says it over. That's Shittas Rashi. Plain and simple. That the Iker point is the payment. When was the payment made? Comes along, the Ritva says, I beg to differ. The Ritva says, my sheet is against Rashi. We saw it inside. He says, my sheet is not like Rashi. In what sense? Because the Ritva says, you don't look at the actual payment. You look as when he took him to a din Torah. You look at the Shas Tfiyah. Tfiyah is claiming. And therefore, if the Nigzal waits till after Sukkot to take him to a din Torah, what's the din? Then the Gazan must return the beam. If, however, the Gnigzal took him to a Dintara during Sukkos, then the Gazal and the Maisel has to pay cash. And then the Nigzal cannot take him again, tovei him again to get the beam. Correct. What's done is done. Even if what? Even if the Gazlan procrastinates from paying it after Sukkos, you always look at the Shas Tfiyah, Avram. And therefore, since he took him to a Din Torah during Sukkos, I don't care if the payment's afterwards. The Din is that the Gazlan keeps the beam done. Right. You got that, Adam? Fundamental Machlokes, how to touch Hani Mili Bego Shiva. What's during Shiva? The payment or the Tfiyah? Rashi says the payment, the Ritva says the Tfiyah. Okay. I can't hear you. Before Sukkos, that's a very good question. I'm glad he asked me that. So what we said is it's a Shiloh, but we said if you look in the Rambam said you're Toveh B'chag Atzmo. So we want to know, do you think you could shove him before? So we said that the Maram Shik was Mistapik, but we thought, Halacha L'maisa, that you do say it. At the end of the day, you will say that the Kanashav even before. So if the guy takes a din to a din Torah, the Nigzal takes the guy's for a din Torah, Kodam Sukkah is like Sukkah itself. Okay? Yes. Yes, you just have to pay. Correct. And that's why we said it's interesting, because the whole story with the woman, women are part of Sukkah. They don't have to sit in Sukkah, and we still invoked it to Kanashav. So you see Beferish L'maisa that we view it as what we view it as she's important to her, and therefore halakha l'maisa we will apply the tekanas hashavim not only kodem sukkos excellent Anna, but also to the woman as well. Okay.
Which case are we applying tekanas marish to the woman?
And the whole story with Rav Nachman.
But she's not the one who had the wood. The tekanas marish was going on the racial.
Well, right, but she wants it back l'maisa for her holiday of sukkos. I know she wasn't. Okay, all right, Ms. Stoma, that's what you wanted it for. You're right. I mean, you don't have necessarily a raya. You don't have necessarily a raya. Halacha l'maisa. Even though she's not a chayav in sukkah. Okay. I don't know necessarily he's bringing a raya from, the Gemara, but it could be with Stoma she wanted it back for sukkahs. But what he's trying to say is that Takanas Marsh can be said before sukkahs, and it can also apply to a person that's really not chayav in sukkah as well. That's what he's saying. Okay? All right. I don't know if necessarily bring a riot from the Gemara. You're right, Avram. But Lamaisa, he's just saying that it doesn't have to be on the Sukkah itself. It also applies, could apply before. It also could apply a person who's not chayav in Sukkah. Yes, Adam.
Yehuda and I were discussing during Seder when it says the Chabro Batina.
Yes.
And so does that mean if you only made it a permanent structure and cemented it after Sukkah?
No, it means on Sukkah. I'm glad he asked me that.
If it's after Sukkah, then...
Yeah, if it's after Sukkah, it's already too late already.
Right.
You mean after Sukkot's already, Takanas Marsh flies away, and therefore you got
to
give the beam back.
Yeah,
so you were you hurt yourself by cementing it. Well said. I'm glad he asked me that.
If you did cement it and there was no way to take it apart.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good kasha. I mean, would you still say Takanas Marsh or not? I don't know. I mean, you shouldn't have done that.
Wouldn't that be stealing?
You really shouldn't have done that. What'd you say?
Wouldn't that be considered actual stealing? It's not for a minute.
No, but I'm saying I would say the bottom line is that. I would say the bottom line is that you only say it, L'maisa, during Sukkos. After Sukkos, you're supposed to return the thing,
well,
right?
It would be like a regular case, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It should
be a regular case.
It should be like that. Should fall back to be a... You would think it would come back to a regular din of what? Takanas Marish. But our case... Yeah, but I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why what the pshat is, because there's no amount of Sukkah here, Adam. So that's why the Gemara's the din is so... After you have to cement it during Sukkos and then remains. If it's after Sukkos, you do. Why you cement? You're like, you have no right to do that for some reason. I guess if he tries to, like Avram saying, make some excuse that he needs this structure the whole year, that's fine. But the Gemara is assuming that's bogus.
Then it would be like a regular case of Takanas Marsh that someone stole.
No, so I'm saying that's not true. I'm saying Takanas Marsh is set on a plausible possibility where a man has a structure, he uses it, he builds a house.
Oh, I see.
This is like a hut, So when you kind of, so I'm saying if you could prove to the Beis Din that you need it, you're going to use it. That's fine. But otherwise, you're playing games. So that's what I'm saying. The Gemara implies you would not say Takanas Marsh in such a case. Okay, fine. It only falls back to Takanas Marsh, so it's a functional structure. You use it for something. Okay. That answers number what? That answers number 9. Please get this. 10. What was the kasha of the Avdim Eluim on the Shitas that all Kinyan Lezman is not Lachem? There's a famous sheet of Ritva in the Rosh in Masechah Sukkah in Simon Lamed here, who says like this, that if I buy something, let's say, for someone, from someone, I buy something from Yosef for like 3 weeks. So is that lachem during those 3 weeks? So the Ritva and the Rosh say it's not lachem. Okay, fine. If they say it's not lachem, the Avdim Lum says it's against our Gemara. Because our Gemara, as Adam just said, after 7 days of Sukkot, you have to return the actual beam. Right? The Gemara says, after 7 days of Sukkot, I have to return the beam. Yes? But am I yotze in the midst of Sukkot?
Yeah.
Yes. And this Gemara implies, even according to what? Even according to Belazar. Even according to Belazar, it says, a Sukkot shulas tzula. Did our Gemara say this is only according to the Chamim? No. Seemingly, this Gemara is even according to Belazar. So you see that a Kinyan and Zaman is Lachem. So how can there be Rishonim and say Kinyan Lizman is not Lachem? You see clear from this Gemara.
This is a Kinyan.
Yeah, it's for 7 days. You're stealing it. You're going to have to give it back. Right? You're going to have to give it back. So if you have to give it back after 7 days, if if they take it to the Dittar after 7 days, you got to return the beam. But the beam is part of my Sukkah. So you see that I'm Yotze. And it's Gemara's even according to Rabbi Lazar. What do I mean, even according to Rabbi Lazar? Rabbi Lazar normally says Sukkah Shul is bad. So the Gemara says, Beferish, that according to Rabbi Lazar, it's still, according to everyone, it's good. So how can those who showed him say such a thing? Don't tell me the Gemara is not going like Rabbi Lazar. Gemara never said that. Our Gemara is going even according to Rabbi Lazar, it seems. So please get that. That's the Avdim Lulim's Kashin. Adam, you got that, Chlor? It's a great Kashin. But we said the following. That's 10, 11. What does the Ksav Sofer say to the Raya of the Avdim Lulim? He slugs it right up. He says a beautiful word. You know what he says? We thought it was a beautiful pshat. He says, Inochanami, during those 7 days, it's fully mine. But the Chachamim said, after those 7 days, through Hefker Bez and everything, can blow it up and say, what? It's no longer yours. During those 7 days, it wasn't a Kinyan, right? It was Mamish yours. And that window of time, Lamaisa, might be forever and ever. Once after Sukkot, though, Jacob, you got to return to Bez and Hefker, Bez and Hefker. So therefore, in the Kinyan during Sukkot was a Kinyan Olam. It was not a Kinyan Lesman. The Chumim got rid of it after Sukkot, based on their power of Hefkes, based on Hefkes. A beautiful pshat. So it's not germane at all to our topic of Kinyan Lizman at all. That's the answer of who? That's the answer of the Ksav Sofer. That's number 11. 12. What does the Chalkas Yoav? Who's the Chalkas Yoav? Talmud of the Sukkot Shavu Rebbe. What does he say on the Gemara of Alabasa Shiva Hadar Bine? What does he say, the Chalkas Yoav? So he says an amazing pshat. You know what he says? The Gemara is only according to the Chachamim. He actually says that a sukkah shul is what is kosher. It is a kinyan lizman, and it was not lachem. So how can a borrowed sukkah be good? Because a borrowed sukkah is good according to Chachamim. In a chanami, the Gemara is only according to Chachamim, but according to Rabbi Lazar, how would it be good? How would it be good according to Rabbi Lazar? How would it be good according to Rabbi Lazar? Because takanas hashavim, you don't have to return it forever in order to be out to the sukkah. The Chachamim masakin, you never have to return it forever. You never have to return it ever in order to be yotze the sukkah. That's what they were misakin. According to Rabbi Lazar, you never have to what? You never have to be because of takanas shavim, the chumra misakin shall start lachs alone in case yuchal yotze the sukkah during those 7 days. That's what the Chalkas Yoav wants to say. Okay. In other words, there's part of takanas shavim that it's yours during the 7 days that it became lachem, became fully yours, based on hefker, based on hefker, became elevated. So not only according to chachamim is it good. But according to Belazar, it's good. Why is it good according to the Chachamim? You have to read it in two tiers, two levels. According to the Chachamim, it's good because of Sukkah Shulah. According to Belazar, it's good because it became mamish yours because of Tekanah Shashavim. They made it in a Chanami. A Kinyan Lizman normally is not Lachem, but this is an exception to the rule based on Tekanah Shashavim became yours. Okay, that's how he's mazbe the Gemara when he says that concept. Okay, that's what it means, Basar, what, Shiva, Hadar Bine. Hadar Bini means what? You have to return it, Lamaisa. It's only Lacha, it's only yours according to what? It's only borrowed according to Chumim. According to Belazar, it's Mamish yours because the Kana Shavim made it Mamish yours during that time. But in a Chanami, normally Kinyan Lizman is not Lachem. Okay, then answer number 12.
That was the Chalkas
Yoav, yes. He's the Talmud of the Sukkot Shavu Rebbe, the Avdei Nezer. Okay? The Chalkas Yoav wrote the Chalkas Yoav. He also wrote a very famous sefer called Kaba Kashyasa. 103 kashas he has in Lomdus. Kaba. Kuf Beis Aleph. Kaba Kashyasa. Sefer had 103 kashas. Amazing. Okay. Different kashas in Lomdus. It's called, the sefer is called the Kaba Kashyasa. No. The Avnei Nezer was the Sukkot Shavu Rebbe. His Talmud was called the Chalkas Yoav. Avdim Lum was the Ksos. The Ksos wrote a Choshen Mishpat. The Avdim Lum is on Ibn Ezer. And then he wrote the Shev Shmaitza, which is the Shev Shmaitza, the seven sugs he wrote during Sheva Brachos. Remember I said that? No, Sheva Brachos was gone at 4 or 5 a.m. in the morning, right? Each Shmaitza he said is a Sheva Brachos. Okay, that answers number what? Number 12. 13. What did the Ritva say about E.F. Shi B'Takanas Chachamim? Please get it. Ritva said a very beautiful Ha'ara. And we know that the Gemara says the following. And this is what the Ritva is Mechadish. What happens if the Gazlan wants to, what, take the Kura? He certainly can take the Kura, no problem, after Shiva. After 7 days, what's the din if they put cement? After 7 days he put cement, what's the din? If he put the cement during Sukkot, it's yours, he only has to pay cash, correct? Let me ask you a question. What happens if the Nigzal, the Gazlan, wants to return the beam? When he doesn't have to. Please get it. When he doesn't have to.
What if he doesn't have to?
When he doesn't have to. When you say to Kanish Marsh that he could keep the beam and he wants to pay cash. Let's say he wants to say, I know what, I'll return the beam. What's the din? Can he do that? Yes. Says the Ritva, because it's a Takanas Chachamim, he could say, Yefshi, but Takanas Chachamim. Because the whole point of this was what? For the good of the Gazlan. To motivate him to do tshuva. But let's say he says, okay, I want to return the beam. So he can say, Yefshi, I don't want the Takanas Chachamim, I want to return the beam. Kazutere. If he wants to do that, that's fine.
That's how, only if the Baal accepts that, right?
Yeah, that's only if the Baal accepts. But what happens if they're Omid Bedin already, and they paskin already that he has to pay? Then he can't be Chozer Baal. It has to be before the Psak was made. Okay? That's what the Ritva says. And the Bir Halacha pointed out, and this is what we said, if the Gazan says he waits till after Sukkot, and he returns the beam, what would you say you're Yotze or not? Let's say Itaka waits till after Sukkot, and he returns the beam. He returns the beam. No, he says you would not be Yotze. Because now he used it what? During Sukkot he used the stolen object. That's Tafkiv, he says he's going to pay. Did the Chum say it's mamish yours? But not in Ofen where he wants to return the object. I want you to get that. Because if you say, oh, I have a plan to return the object, I just want to do it after Sukkot. That's ridiculous. That means you're using a stolen object. You're not Yotze. If you say you what? You want to pay cash, that's fine. It became yours, the beam. No problem. But if you say you don't want the Takanas Chachamim of paying cash, but you're going to return the beam, but you return the beam after Sukkot, you're playing games, you're using a stolen thing, you are not Yotze. Okay? So he has the option of being of saying, I want to return the thing. But Lamais, I want you to know something. If you're going to use that option, says the Bir Halacha, only use that option when? You only use that option after what? After Sukkot, Halacha Lamaisa. But if you're going to use it during Sukkot and wait to return the beam, Mistabi, you're not Yotze. Because only in a situation where you're going to pay, did the Chum say it's yours. If you're not going to end up paying your return of beam, then it's not yours now, right? It's Mestaber like that. So it's like it's a double-edged sword. Fine, you want to be a tzaddik and return the beam, because of the right, EF Shiv Tekanos Chum, that's fine. But that's after Sukkot. But if during Sukkot you declare I'm going to return the beam after Sukkot, you will not be Yotze, Halacha Lamaisa. It's only when you declare Lamaisa you're going to pay cash, are you going to be Yotze. Yes, Yehuda, go ahead, you got it?
I was wondering only decide after Sukkot, then it'll be Yotze, but if you decided on Sukkot, you won't be Yotze.
Yes, well said. If you only decided after Sukkot, it didn't even come up, you mean. If it didn't even come up, then Mestama what? Mestama, you were Yotze, correct. If you're playing games like this, that's what the Bir Halacha wants in Mechadish. Okay, that's the Chiddush. I mean, the truth of the matter is, you're right, you're not going to be Yotze, the Mafreya. You mean, I think that's the Pshat, Lamaisa. I mean, you're asking good. You're asking a good Kasha, Lamaisa. I had the impression from the Bir Halacha that, you know what, if the Gazan says he waits till after Chag, then you're playing games. But let's say if nothing came up.
Let's say he was planning the whole time to pay back, and then after Chag, he gives
it. Right, then I think it's good. That case is definitely your Yotze. I'm just wondering about if nothing ever came up. If nothing ever came up, and after Sukkot he returns the beam, is it possible to say, Lamafrey, it's not a problem, and therefore you wouldn't be Yotze? I don't think so. What'd you say?
The issue with the Gzeil, it's still considered Gzeil.
And that's what you want to say?
So you wouldn't be
Yosef. I mean, Yosef's asking good. Yosef's saying, what's the difference? I mean, the bottom line, he's returned a stolen object. Maybe it wasn't yours. He just plans this thing, if you wait. He says, if you wait. In other words, the Gazan says, I'm going to wait until after the Chag and turn it. Stab your Yosef. Maybe, what should be the difference?
If the Gemara said that you have an option to return it after Sukkot, that meaning nothing came up, that doesn't seem to be saying that you would have been Yosef if nothing had come up and the guy had only come to claim it.
I don't know. Why do you say that?
The Gemara says
in the name of Ravina, what does the Gemara say in the name of Ravina? It says, Hani Mili Bego Shiva. That the only time you're Yotze is when? The only time you're yotze is what? Yeah, it says Hanimil B'Shuva. Is it Hanimil B'Shuva? But if it's after Shiva, Hadar Bina, what is Hadar Bina? If the Sukkah is not considered Diras Keva, and the Chomer Namasaki and Diras Aroi, it's no longer considered Diras Aroi. So what's the din in that case? In other words, you want to say it's Masha Yotze no matter what you're saying. That's what you're saying?
You told them you're not going to pay.
Yeah, I mean, that's the impression I get from the Gemara and the Pesach of the Bir Halacha, that it depends if the guy's playing games. Seems from the Gemara is Avram saying that no matter what your yotze, the din is that what? When the shail is, what about the beam? Who can demand the beam back or not? You follow me? That's what that's the impression you do get from the Gemara. I agree with what you're saying, Avram. I agree with what you're saying. But Lamaise, the guy's playing game, but Yosef's making a good point. Why should it make a difference? Objectively, Lamaise is Veheshev is Agzela. No? Objectively, it's Veheshev is Agzela. So he's saying, Alacha Lamaise, Hani Mili Bigo Shiva. That's only b'toch shiva, l'basher shiva, hadar b'inei. What does hadar b'inei mean? And therefore what? And therefore you're not going to be yotze? What do you mean hadar b'inei? What is hadar b'inei? Were you yotze or not? But were you yotze?
Yeah.
Seems like you were yotze. That's the pashtus. Okay? So let's leave it like that, yotze. Let me think about it more. Okay? You're asking l'maisa, should be heishim as exela? I don't know. I mean, is that true? If you steal an object, use it for your sukkah, l'maisa, should be able to be yotze with that? And then return the object right after Sukkot? Is that Mestaber? It's not Mestaber, no? No? You hear what I'm saying, Adam? You steal the thing and you use it during Sukkot, and then you return it after Sukkot, like you use the thing. No? Was it yours? They only said it was yours when you want to keep it. No? All right, let's think about it more. It's a good kasha. Okay, Vaita.
It's yours in the context of.
Then it was yours, you mean? In other words, you want to say it was only yours vis-a-vis the Nitzchus Gzeil, you're saying. Nazbasir Shiva Lamaisa Hadar Bine. But for Hilchasuki Riyotze? Okay, let's think about it. Okay, that answers number one.
Can you say, like the Rav said, even something stolen, you have some quasi ownership, so even if it doesn't necessarily come up, you still have some Kenyan.
I mean, you don't have to pay for the rental, we said?
Right.
Then we say you don't have to pay for Tashmisha?
Exactly.
I know, but is it yours enough to be Yotze the Mitzvah? That's what I'm saying. Is it yours enough to be Yotze the Mitzvah? Maybe. Maybe you have to say something along those lines. But let's think about it more, okay? All right, that's 13. 14. How did the Rava b'mazel machleis in the Chachamim rebuke the Gabi Lulav Yavish? Let's get it. There's a machleikus between rebuke and the Chachamim regarding Lulav Yavish. The Chachamim say Lulav Yavish is possible. Rebuke says that it's kosher. How does Rava b'mazel machleikus? Whether we make a hekesh between Lulav and Esrog. According to the Rabbanu, we make a hekesh between Lulav and Esrog. Just like Esrog requires Hadar, so too Lulav requires Hadar. And Reb Yudah defies that. He says, we don't make such a hekesh. Esrog, Evan agrees you need Hadar Binin. That's how Rava says, push up shot. That's 14. Simple. I want you just to get that. Whether you make a hekesh from Lulav to Esrog or not. That's number 14. 15. What's a machlokes Rashi tells you about a hekesh, and what is a hekesh? Hekesh is, in the same pasuk, you have two different concepts.
Mm-hmm.
So, Rashi says the following. Rashi says the following chiddush. Please get it. Rashi is of the opinion that a kal v'chomer is the only one of the yigum aminus a person can do on his own. A hekesh you need a mesorah from your rebbe. So the Rabbanon had that mesorah, and Reb Yudah did not have that mesorah for this hekesh. Okay, good. Machlok is straight up. Machlok is straight up on this din. However, that's the sheet of Rashi, and that's what we said, the hekesh of what? That's what we said the hekesh is. The two concepts in the same pasuk. You got me? Okay. That's 15. 16.
What about Tosa?
I'm sorry. Tosa's opinion is not that way. Tosa's opinion is that a hekesh, you also do not need a Misora. A hekesh, you also do not need a Misora at all. And he proves it. Lamaisa from the case of Smuchim, which we'll get to. But Tosa's opinion is that halacha lamaisa hekesh adam can do a hekesh on his own. So what's the machlokes in the Gemara? The machlokes is a svar. There are certain things that are not what? You're not makish loso dover. Only peiris have to be beautiful. Non-peiris don't have to be beautiful. So machlokes in svara. Either Gemara said makish. Okay, it didn't mean makish. It meant what? It meant to pattern it. That's 15. 16. What do we say on the din of Kavachomer and Gzira Shava? Please get it. A Kavachomer, a person can judge on his own. Adam Dan Me'atzmo. That's on one pole. On the other pole is a what? Gzira Shava. You need a Mesora from a Rebbe. What's a Gzira Shava? Same word used in two different topics. We equate the dinim. Okay. So that's what we have in number 16. 17. Okay? Please get this. Again, Rashi Shita is that a Hekesh? You cannot Dan Me'atzmo. Tosis says it is. 17. What's Tosis ask on Rashi Legabe Hekesh? What's the Hezbro Tosis Machlis been reviewed in the Chachamim? Tosis asks on Rashi, you cannot tell me that a Hekesh needs a Mesora. Because why? Because Smuchim, Lamaisa, we make Smuchim. So if we make Smuchim, even Rabbi Yudah doesn't make Smuchim in the whole Torah, the first four Chamishuchim She Torah, but in Sefer Dvarim he does. And in Sefer Dvarim he does, he only does it where it's Smuchim Ufna, right? So if you do smuchim, so certainly you're going to do a hekesh. Smuchim are two different psukim. So if it's within the same pasuk, for sure you're going to do it. That was Tosis' very, very strong kasha. And because of that, you see that if smuchim you can do, certainly a hekesh you can do on your own as well. And therefore, lamais the machlokes from Yudah and Necham is a svara. Rabbi Yudah says that beauty only applies to peiros, doesn't apply to lulav, which is like a branch. And the Necham say no, that beauty applies to both. Doesn't stop limited only to peiros. That's number 17. 18. What's the mahalach of the Mishnah Melech Gabi Hekesh Lashitas Rashi? Please get it. So Mishnah Melech pointed out a beautiful concept. Our Rashi says, Ein Adam Makesh Me'atzmo. A person doesn't make a Hekesh Me'atzmo. He needs a Mesorah from his Rebbe. That's Rashi in Sukkah. What daf? Laman Aleph Amar Aleph. However, the Mishnah Melech dug up a Rashi in Meseches Gittin that holds not that way. Rashi in Meseches Gittin writes, the Pharisee and Daf Memal from the base, that a person can do a Hekesh Dan Adam Me'atzmo. Adam Dan Me'atzmo. Steering Rashi's, Mamish. So the Mishnah Melech has the steering Rashi's. Mem Aleph from the base in Meseches Gittin. Rashi says a person Hekesh Adam Dan Me'atzmo. What, 18?
Yeah.
It's a steering Rashi's. Rashi by us says, Ein Adam Dan Hekesh Me'atzmo. And Rashi in Gittin, Mem Aleph base says a person can Adam. A hekesh dan adam miatzmo. Stira mamish menei obein Rashi. So what do you want to answer? So he said a beautiful pshat. He said Rashi and Sukkah is going to Reb Yudah. Reb Yudah holds you need a what? Mesorah. You need a mesorah from your rabbi for a hekesh. Chum say you don't. And therefore when another is machlej Reb Yudah and the chum, who do we hold like? The chachamim. So Rashi and Gittin is going like the chachamim. Done.
That's kind of mashma in this Rashi here also. That's how I kind of...
Okay, Rashi, how do you know that Rashi's saying within Reb Yudah? I don't know how you know that Rashi's saying within Reb Yudah, Adam. Where do you see the Rashi Tafka saying in Reb Yudah? Where is the Mashma from Rashi that he's saying in Reb Yudah? I don't know necessarily. It's on the Dir Maskalo Makshinin, right? Okay, I hear what you're saying. Could be. But you don't get the impression that he's saying a Tafka within Reb Yudah, you know what I mean? It's interesting, I just noticed that. He says, Rashi quoted, you see the Rebbe Kivager, he says, look at the other Rashi's, Rosh Hashanah. We should look up that Rashi and Rosh Hashanah. Bleed that over the weekend. Rabbi Kivega's Mitzayin and Rashi and Rosh Hashanah. See what he says. Okay? That answers number what? Number 18, 19. What does the Aruch Lanier say? What's wrong, Akiyuda? Come on. You got that? You have a kasha?
Yeah.
You got a klor?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's number 18. Okay? We have to check up the Rabbi Kivega what Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah. Okay, 19. What does the Aruch Lanier say to be Mazur Shitas Rashi? God the heck. Aruch Lanier had a different shot. What did the Aruch Lanier say? He said, even Rashi holds a person can be makish dan miatzmo, like Tisus. Amazing. However, lamaisa, a person only does it el b'makushin siba. When there's no other siba, l'omon Rashi, like the arba minim. Why would you make makish arba minim? The Torah has no derech. How else are you supposed to write them? The Torah's not going to devote one pasuk to a luluv, another pasuk to an esrog. You put them in the same pasuk. Just because they're in the same pasuk doesn't mean that there should be a din of a hekish. So therefore, in that case, Lamaisa, Halach Lamaisa, you need a Mesorah from a Rebbe. And in general, though, a person could don a Hekesh Me'atzmo. Just where there's no reason to be Lomit a Hekesh, because there's no other way to write the Arba Minim. The fact that they're written in the same pasuk, it shouldn't show, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach a message, you should equate all the Dinim. How else would you want a separate pasuk for each one of the Arba Minim? That's ridiculous. So generally, he holds Adam is Don Hekesh Matzah. But in this situation, Lamaisa, there's no reason to Don Hekesh unless you had a Mesorah from a Rebbe. Okay? That's a very interesting answer that Aruch Lanier said. Everyone got that? There's a Hekesh is begging you, why did Hashem write this, the two topics in the same pasuk? But you can't say that by the Arba Minim. We're going to have four different psukim devoted to four different minim?
And we can just do smoothing.
What'd you say?
And we can
No, smukah is two different psukim.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
no, they're
all different psukim, then we could just make if, the...
Okay, but lamaisa, they're items that go together, lamaisa. Okay, they're items that go together. Okay, then it's 19:20. Why does the Gemara need to say the Rabbi Yehuda's motive and esrog yavish that it's possible? What's the big deal? I mean, why does Rav have to go out of his way and say, oh, Rabbi Yehuda's motive, the chum, the esrog yavish is possible? Yashakoyach. Why? What do I mean, yashakoyach? We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So who cares? Why does Rava make it such a big deal, Lamaisa, that Rabbi Yehuda's mode, then Esrog Yavish is Taka Apostle? Shkoyach. What does that make a difference? It's a great kashin. Okay? It's a great kashin. What did he have to show this for? And what's the big deal? Halacha Lamaisa. Who asked this kashin to the Kappas tomorrow? So he said the following. He said the following answer. He wanted to say the following. L'halacha, b'shas adchak, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So if you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, Rava needed to say that an esrog yavish is possible even b'shas adchak. You're not allowed to take it even b'shas adchak. That's the kapos tomorrow's pshat. Okay? That's one pshat. Please get it. Very interesting pshat. Okay? He wanted to say that esrog yavish is always off the map. You can never take it. That's what he wanted to point out. The Rabbi Yehuda says that it's possible. However, the Aruch Lanier gives a different teretz. What's Aruch Lanier's teretz? Please get it. What's our famous call we've said many times this year? We never try to add machlokism. You always try to live in a machlokus. So if the machlokus would be like Rava by Lulav, and by Esrog, everyone agrees, that's fine. But what would happen if you say the machlokus would be by what? Would be by Esrog. So then what would you say? Then you would say that everyone holds it by Lulav, you don't need Hadar. So that, Rava says, that's Chas V'Shalom. Rava hold, Rabbanan hold, you need Hadar for Lulav. Because there's an accepted rule, Adam. I want you to get it. They always try to limit machlokism. So there are two slots. There's Esrog and there's Lulav, right? So Rava needed to tell me that a Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Chumim by what? By Esrog Ayavish. To tell me that the machlokus is only by Lulav. Because if you wouldn't say that, then I might have thought the machlokus is only by what? Esrog. And then maybe everyone agrees by a Lulav Ayavish. Maybe the Chachamim would be Motor Rabbi Yehuda, and a Lulav Ayavish would be Kasher. So he needed to debunk that, and therefore he says, I want you to know something. The machlokas is only in one slot. Which slot? By Lulav they argue, but Esrog they agree. Because if you wouldn't say that like that, someone might have said, oh, the machlokas is by Esrog, but everyone agrees that a Lulav is kosher. Even the Chachamim might have agreed with Rabbi Yehuda. And that's wrong. I'm debunking that. Why? What's the whole motivation behind it, Adam? Because we never try to have augment machlokas. It's either one slot or the other. That was the teretz, the beautiful teretz of Huda Arklan here. Please get it. That answers number what?
That Lulav, everyone agrees is...
No. He needed to teach Esrog, everyone agrees is Pasul, Yavish, right? But the Machlokas is only by Lulav. You follow me, Adam? Because if you wouldn't say like that, you might have looked at the, you might have looked and said, oh, maybe the Machlokas is everyone. Maybe the Machlokas is by Esrog, but everyone agrees by Lulav that it's Kasher. Meaning the Chachamim would agree with the Rebbe that it's Kasher. That's nuts, he's saying. I'm debunking that. Chachamim always say Lulav, Yavish is Pasul. So therefore, in order to do that, I need to say they agree by what? They agree by Esrog, Lamaisa, they argue by Lulav.
But how does that limit Machlokas? Because either way, it would just be their...
No, because you could... On one. You tell me, because what could you say? You could say the Machlokas is by both slots, and you never want to do that. So that's what Rav is maneuvering. And one of the two possibilities he's saying is wrong. You follow me? He's saying, don't dare tell me. Don't dare tell me that the Chum agree to Rabbi Yehuda that a Lulav Yavish is kosher. So there are two premises he's assuming. Number one, the machlok is only in one slot. Number two, I'm going to tell you which slot it is, because it cannot be that they argue only by Esrog and they agree that Lulav Yavish is kosher. Okay, you following me? It's a beautiful, it's a very sharp svar. Hey, Avram, you got it? Okay, that's the Aruch Lanier. That's number what?
21.
Why does the Gemara not mention Hadas Va'Rava in this whole discussion? It only mentions Lulav and Esrog. The Pnei Yeshua asked this kasha. Why didn't Rava mention Hadas and Arava that Rabbi Yehuda holds? He agrees that it's what? He agrees that it's kosher. Because what did the Gemara say? And Esrog, Evan agrees that Esrog Yavish is what? Esrog Yavish is pasul. So, what does he hold by Lulav Yavish? What does Rabbi Yehuda hold by Lulav Yavish? It's kosher. So why did the Gemara comment about Hadas Va'Rava? It's a very plausible kasha. Why didn't Rava say that? Hare the Tana and the Mishnah on Lamed Beis. Who's the Tana over there? I think the Chachamim on Lamed Dalan and Beis, apostles. a Hadas Yavish and a Rava Yavish is possible. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda argues on that too. So he wanted to say like this, I want you to get this. It's a beautiful Kiddush to Pnei Yeshua. He says, you know what? The bottom line is it's wrong. Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Chachamim that a dried out Hadas and a dried out Arav is a nothing. You would not be Yotze. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it does not require Hadar. Because you can break it with a fingernail, it's like it's not there. It's Ketute Mechtash Yur, it's like it's pulverized. So in a Chanami, Masha'en came by a Lulav, there's no way a Lulav can get dried out so much that you can break it with a fingernail. No matter what. There's no doubt. It'll hurt your finger. And it won't break. There's no way. So that's the pshat of the Pnei Yeshua. However, we had a different pshat of the Aruch Haner. Please get this. So again, the pshat of the Pnei Yeshua is that in a Chanami, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a dried out a Hadas or Rava, what's the din? Is Taka Pasul. I thought you don't need Hadar. Has nothing to do with Hadar. Has to do with Ketu Demet Shur because it's going to get broken. But the Aruch Haner had a different pshat. What was the Aruch Haner's different pshat? What does the word lulav always mean? Guys. Lulav always means Hadassim V'Arav. It's very good, Adam. And therefore he says it's there. It's there. Halacha L'maaseh. It's absolutely there. That was the Aruch Haner's pshat. And that's why when you say machlokes belulav, lulav is a catchphrase. It means Hadassim V'Arav. So that's a very big machlokes then. So it comes out, if I ask you, what is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion by a dried out Arav and a Hadas? What is the din? Machlokes in the Pnei Yeshua and the Aruch Haner. Excellent. Machloek is between the Pnei Yeshua and Aruch Haner, between Gedolei Achronim. What's the din? Okay? Pnei Yeshua will say, no doubt that it's Psula, because Kitziporin. Aruch Haner says, no, it's Kshayra. It's in the Gemara. What do you mean it's in the Gemara? Gemara says Lulav. No, Lulav is a catchphrase. Okay. Then answers number what? 21. 22. What did the Kapos Tvarim say? That even without Rava, it's a Kasha, and how did he answer his Kasha? What does that mean? What did the Gemara jump, this whole Shaka Vitari here? On the bottom of Laman Aleph, I'm not running out to Laman Aleph on the base. What did the Gemara basically say here, guys? The Gemara said, according to Rava, what's the din? Everyone holds what? Esrog Yavish Pulse, because you need what? You need Hadar, yes? So, Lamaisa, please get this Kasha, and this is what he asks. He says, and this is what the Kapos Tvarim asks. Very important Kasha. He says, Mashon the Gemara, that if Rava wouldn't have said it, you wouldn't have been bothered by it. Why not? I can point out two Mishnayos that seem to contradict each other. What does Rebbe say by a lulav yavish? Yisto Brisa. What does Rebbe say by a lulav yavish? Kosher. It said Tana. Remember we said Tana? It's a one-line Brisa. What does Rebbe say about Nifridu alav? Excellent, Adam. Yigdenu lamal. If you don't do it, what's the din? It's pasul. So what do you see? And he requires what? He requires a lulav b'mino levad because of beauty. No. Isn't that a stira mineu bay? Here on one hand you have him saying Alula Yavish is kosher. On the other hand he says Yagdenu Lamala. Do you care about beauty or do you not? So why does the Gemara predicate its whole kasha on Rava when you could have asked the kasha straight up between Rebbe himself? That's the kasha of the Kapos Tvarim. We said that's how you have to fine tune and read the Gemara, right? The Gemara jumps on Rava. Why are you jumping on Rava? What did Rava say, Adam? Everyone agrees that Esrog Yavish is possible. Because everyone agrees you need Hadar, yes? Why is that true, Lamaisa? Why is that true? I could have asked a steer to Rebbe. Does Rebbe require Hadar or not? Lulav Yavish is kosher, Mashmi doesn't. But Yagdenu Lamala, Mashmi does. You didn't mean no. Why is he so insistent on mino? Right? Now, this is before the Gemara gets to saying Baal Tosef. So I'm saying, all in the Havamin of the Gemara, you could have asked this Kasha. So what's the Teretz of the Kapos Tvarim?
Where Rava says that a few would see
that. That whole Kasha. That whole Kasha keeps jumping on Rava. Batanat Rava, Vloboy Hadar, Rava. Exactly. That's all because of what? That when the Gemara says low, then it gets out of it, goes to Baal Tosef. But before that, it was assuming that you required Hadar, right? You follow me, Adam? It said, I'm a Rav. Rav is the one who said the Schiddush. Right? Isn't Rav the one who said the Schiddush? I'm a Rav. Machloik is Belulav. Right after Tana Yavish, right? Rav is the one who said that everyone agrees Besok Dirako Hadar Beinan. Yes? You're quoting in the words. When the Gemara shifts and says, lo, we get into Baal Tosef. But before that, the Gemara thought it was an Inam Hadar. Forget about Rav. Just ask a steer and rebuke him yourself. Why is Rav the one who gets in the hot water? So the answer to the Kapos Tamarim is an unbelievable answer. He says, you know what the Havamina held? The Havamina held that a Lulav Yavish is Hadar and Reb Yehuda is Machsherit. Why? Because it's Hadar. Wow. Reb Yehuda held that a Lulav Yavish is Hadar. You do require it, but it's a Hadar enough. A Lulav that's separated, you have to do Agada, you have to do Aguda to make it look nice. So therefore, it would have been no Stirut for Reb Yehuda. I could solve the Stirut with Reb Yehuda easily. Reb Yehuda does require Hadar. And Hadar Yavish is good. It is Yavish. He holds Yavish as Hadar. Whereas Yigdenel Amawa has to be done with its own min to look nice. Whereas according to Rava, Rava is the one who gets you in hot water. Because Rava is the one who said the Reb Yehuda is not Makish Lulav Esrog, and you don't require Hadar. Once you say you don't require Hadar, then you're stuck. Then you got Akasha. Rav is the one who is the one who forces it and says Reb Yehuda does not require Hadar. Without Rav, Adam, I would have said Reb Yehuda does require Hadar, and a Yavish is Hadar. It's an ingenious shot. You follow me? Adam, you got me? That's the one Rav gets you in hot water, and that's what he has to steer. Oh, Rav holds Reb Yehuda doesn't require Hadar? Why does he say Yagdenu Lamal with me? No. That's the kasha. Okay, that answers number 22. 23. What do we say in the dinner Reb Yehuda that's a Yagdenu Lamal? So, again, the Kapos Tamarim. Kapos Tamarim says an amazing word. Says the Kapos Tamarim, why did the Gemara just say that Reb Yehuda requires Yagdenu Lamal al-Chachilu? How do you know Reb Yehuda requires a B'di'evit? Why does the Gemara ask Yagdenu Lamal, you show that he holds Hadar, that it's Li'ikuva? How do you know Reb Yehuda meant Li'ikuva? The Gemara asks Reb Yehuda, Yagdenu Lamal means Li'ikuva. How do you know it's Li'ikuva? Maybe it only meant L'Chachilu, B'di'evit's kosher. Maybe Reb Yehuda doesn't require Hadar. Right? That's a great kasha. The Gemara assumes no. Yagdenu Lamal is Li'ikuva. So what's the answer? Please get this. He says an amazing shot. What did the Tanakhama say? Nifridu Olav is what? Tanakhama. Nifridu Olav is kasher. What does the word kasher mean? Only B'di'evit. Reb Yehuda comes and says Yagdenu Lamal, that means what? Li'ikuva. Meaning according to the Tanakhama will say, Nifrid Olav is kosher, Yagdenu Lamal. Tanakh will say, do it lichachila. Reb Yehuda says, no, Yagdenu Lamal is likuva. That's how you read the Mishnah. That's how the Gemara meant Yagdenu Lamal is likuva. That's a shot of the Kapos Tamarim. You got me? Okay. All right. Fine. Let's do 24, 25, then we got to get the Chumash, guys. Let's go. Okay, let's do 24, 25. We'll pick it up. Please on Sunday, I don't know where Matthew is. We got all stickle now. Okay? All right, let's go. I want you to, remember I told you guys have midterms. Don't try to reserve it. Don't try to reserve it. That, you know, take the day off. If you're in an emergency situation, you got to do what you got to do. But don't try to plan it. Don't ever plan it like that. Okay? All right, Sunday, we got a lot. On Sunday, at the end of the year, we'll decide when we'll have the Bechinah. Okay? How far we get. We got a lot of Chazar to do. Okay, we got a lot more to finish. Okay, we'll see, we'll see. We'll see. We don't know if the beginning will be Monday or Tuesday. Maybe because we missed a day, maybe it'll be Tuesday. We'll see. Okay, I don't know. Maybe it'll be Monday. I don't know yet. 24. We got to get the Chumash to. What did Tosfos say on the Kasha of the Gemara? Ain Ognes Alulav El Bimino. I don't understand. I don't understand this. Tosfos in the very bottom of Laman Alf and Alf, the small Tosfos. What does he say? How could Reb Yehuda say that you have to tie up your lulav with a min to make sure it looks beautiful? You want to tell me Reb Yehuda requires Hadar? What does the Mishnah say on Lamed Vav and Beis with the golden ribbons? If you do golden ribbons, according to Reb Yehuda, it says it's possible in the Mishnah. So you see that what? And that makes it, that they used to do that because of Noi. You see that it's not an issue of Hadar. Reb Yehuda's not working with Hadar, because why would he possible the golden ribbons?
We say it's, they're doing it because of Noi. That means they're doing it because they want to make it...
They made it look beautiful, yes. Noi is decorative. And if you require Hadar, it fits in the Hadar. So it fits in the Hadar. So how could the Gemara say, oh, Reb Yehuda requires Hadar, therefore you have to tie it with its min? So why does Reb Yehuda on Lamed Vav Beis passel the golden ribbons? That's Tosfos' kasha. So what's Tosfos' answer? Tosfos in a Hanami. L'taymech. What does L'taymech mean? Including, that was the kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara was asking L'maisi, you mean to tell me that Reb Yehuda requires Hadar? You know what? What are you going to do with the din of what? Reb Yehuda requires Hadar. You want to tell me Reb Yehuda doesn't require Hadar, Lulav Yavish is kosher, we see from this din. And if you want to tell me that he doesn't require Hadar, L'maisa, so why is the Mishnah say Psula? It's included in the Kasha of the Gemara. That's what Shema Havim Atzal Lemeim L'taymich means. If Reb Yehuda does require Hadar, then in the Hanami. Why does the Mishnah say Psula? It's included in the Kasha of our Gemara, in the Hanami. That's what Tosfos is saying. The Gemara knew that in the back of their minds, that if you were to require his Hadar, not only are we against Rava, but also that Mishnah in Lamed Vav is difficult. It means besides that, I have a Kasha. We know that Kasha. But besides that, we have a Kasha. That's what I mean. You want to tell me Rebbe to require or doesn't require Hadar? What do you do with any owner against Mino? And not only that, if he does require Hadar, why is it Psula? It's besides that, I have a Kasha. We know that Kasha. We're bothered by that Kasha. But we have enough a Kasha. That's what Lutaimich always means. You got to know that. People stand, they stand on their heads. We don't know what Lutaimich means. It means even without that, I have a Kasha. That's what it means, methodologically. You got to know that. Okay, let's go to Chumash. You pick it up with what? Oh, 25, let's just do. What does Rabbi Lozer Meir Horovitz say? The guy with the Mishnah, Gimoni Oshozav. He says, you know why the golden ribbons are apostle? Because Hadar has to be Meguf of the Luluf. When you make a golden what? When you make a golden band, even though it looks nicer, just like it won't. Let me ask you a question. What happens if you paint an esrog, a green esrog yellow? Will that be kosher? Of course not. Hadar has to be Megufo in the min of the Luluf. Golden bands don't do the job to make it beautiful. That cannot be foreign beauty or fake beauty. Painting it yellow and doing golden ribbons are fake beauty. Reb Yehuda does require Hadar, but it requires pure beauty, pure and pristine beauty, not fake. It has to be from the Gufo Shel Luluf. So these golden bands or painting it yellow would be puzzle. So he says, don't bother me from that, Kamar Daf Lamed Vav. Of course it can require Hadar, but that's not real Hadar. Oh, I'm trying to make it look nice, like Adam said. That's decorative, not in the real sense of Hadar. Hadar means from the actual chefs of the Luluf. Okay, let's go to Chumash. We start Sefer Vayikra. First of all, I want to tell you guys, in a very earnest way, you know, we have Parsha Chodesh. What does Parsha Chodesh mean? It means that you need a renewal. When you come to Pesach, you need a renewal. You need Yischachus. Just like Rav Lessons, that's how it was the Mashgiach in the Yeshiva many, many years ago, before he even came, he said a Rosh Hashanah that doesn't have a Kabbalah, Ana Kabbalah, Ana Rosh Hashanah. If you don't have a Kabbalah, then it's not a Rosh Hashanah. A Kabbalah on yourself to learn more, to learn better, to be at Shir, to be at Seder, to be more of a Baal Midas. And that same vein, Pesach, is Yischachus. We want to be Mechadish. You cannot, it's not a Pesach without a Kabbalah. You need a Kabbalah on yourselves. And that time is now Rosh Chodesh Nissan, which is this Shabbos, if I'm not mistaken. That's why we say Parsha Chodesh. We have three Sifrei Torah. It's a time for Yischachus. And that means something new. And you have to keep in mind what we read in the Torah, that the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael was Parsha Chodesh. And why is that, said the Rav and Rapam Zatzal? The Sforno, it's really a Sforno. Because, you know, I love baseball. But there's a phrase in America which we don't subscribe to. The national pastime. As a Ben Torah, we don't subscribe to passing time. Time is of the essence, it's precious. It's unique, it's special. And you have to Mekadosh this man. And as Avadim, you're totally subservient to your master. He wakes you up 3 o'clock in the morning, you got to get up. When you become free, Hashem says, I want to Mekadosh this man. I want you to Mekadosh this man. That's why it's the first mitzvah. Everything's totally on it. You think it'd be Shema or something more major, Tefillin. No. Everything's lynched on Kiddush HaChodesh. And being in YU, you know about the time management. And you have to Mekadosh this man properly. And use it properly. So this is the segue into Sefer Vayikra. The Akdoma de Kodshim. The Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim that Karbonos are destroying Avodah Zarah. Because the pagans used to serve the animals. And we destroy their animals, their idols, and serve them to Hashem. Because Hashem's the boss. He's the King of Kings. That's what the Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim. This is our bar. But now I'll quote the Rambam a little different, which is very radical. That the notion of religion at that time was to offer animals to their deities. So Hashem wanted to ease us into Yadus, and he said, offer animals to me, who's the real God, Hashem. That's a very radical formulation of the Rambam, the Barbana, but I want you to know it. It's a different approach to formulate the Rambam. But the Ramban has big difficulty with the Rambam. He says, that's too much negative. Sur Meira, Sur Meira, Sur Meira. A Korban is also Aseh Tov. And you can't be mock of yourself. Suicide is an issa d'oraisa, titrat seach, according to the Pesukim, it's a din ritzicha. How do you offer yourself? You offer yourself through a korban. You become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a negative sur mirah, but there's also an aseh tov. And he says, the bottom line is, he thinks the Rambam's wrong, because there are many korbanos when there's no avodah zarah. Adam was makir a korban, Noach was makir a korban, there was no avodah zarah at that time. What does Reich Nichoach mean? Just to get rid of it of Azara? Reich Nichoach is a pleasant fragrance, positive. And the Meshech Chochmah says they're both right, of course. On a Bama, you know what a Heter Bama was? Before we were in the Beis HaMikdash Yerushalayim, there used to be Makav Korbanos on the street. When there was a Heter Bama, it was accentuating the negativity, to get rid of the negative. When we got to the Beis HaMikdash, it focuses and accentuates the positive, the Reich Nichoach. Once there was a Beis HaMikdash built, there's an Isser of Bamos, based on the Mishnah Menachos. So the Meshech Chochmah utilizes both the Ramban and the Rambam's theory, of both the negative and the positive. But I want to bring out the following, though. And that is the Medrash on the Parsha, Ayikra of Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was the leader of Klal Yisrael. He won't go into all Moshe until Hashem invites him. So close to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says the Medrash, I want you to get this. Kol Tamil Chacham, She'ein Bodeya, Nevela Tova Himenu. Any Tamil Chacham that has no Deya, a Nevela is better than him. A Tamil Chacham that has no Derech Eretz and Midas Tovos, a Nevela is better than him. Said our Rebbe, Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik Tzatzal, Moshe Rabbeinu had done so much, but he was a mensch. He had Midas Tovos. He waits till Hashem invites him in. He doesn't just go right in there. And said Rabbi Aaron, I want you guys to get this. How is Nevela better than a Tamil Chacham that has no Midas Tovos? You know what he said? A Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah must be written on what cloth? Of what behemah? A kosher behemah. If you write it on a rhinoceros, it's possible. What happens if you write it on a dead cow? If the cow was not shechted, you shot him dead. A dead cow is called a what? That shot dead is a nevela. It died without shechikin. Can you write a Sefer Torah on a nevela? Yes, you can! A nevela can have Torah written on it. But a Tamil Chacham that acts like a mechutzav, that hasn't let the Torah what? Seep into his persona to become a good person, a ben Torah, that shame shamayim is b'zayvah yadecha, a nevela is better than that guy. That's what our Rebbe Barnes said. Powerful vort. Nevela tovei menu. Because a nevela can have the Torah written on it. This Tamil Chacham is showing the Torah has not changed him. That's why nevela tovei menu. Powerful, no? It's what we talk about with the kinyonim. The 4-day kinyon, the real kinyonim. It has to change your personalities of ben Torah. Become a better person about his chesed. I mean, it's tovus, you're not a phony, you're sincere. Moshe Rabbeinu is the gadol hador, onuf mikolam. He doesn't go in there until he asks. That's what the Medrash Rabbah says. A Tamil Chacham that learns it hasn't changed his persona, hasn't realized that every action he does, Shem Shemayim Salah Yadacha, is terrible. The veil is better than him. And I want to close with this. I want you to get this down. Amazing. When did Dor Sameach live? He lived in the late 1800s, 1900s. I think he died in 1926, or 1918. 1926, I think. He was learning Torah, and he thought of Chiddush. He had a dream that night. And in Shemayim, Hashem surrounded by all the Rishonim and Achronim, and they were bemoaning that no one's learning Torah up here, the Emes, to get the Emes of Pshat. The Rashba stood up. The Rashba said, there's a man who lives in Tvinsk who's learning Torah Kipshuto. He's learning Torah La'amitoy. I had a Kasha, and I got rid of a Gerson, says the Rashba, and the Pnei, and the Or Sameach, Rashba lived in the 1200s. Or Sameach lived 700 years later, has a better shot than me. And Or Sameach got up from his dream and he started dancing. Because he had his halom that the Rashba and Shemayim was saying that he was learning Torah. Al pi amitos of Torah. What was the Chiddush? I want you to get this. Listen to this. And then we'll daven mincha. If someone turns a light on Shabbos by accident and brings a korban chatas, yes? It's in this parsha. What happens if he's a poor man? He has to bring two turtle doves. One is a chatas and one is an ola. Where does that ola come from? An ola is normally a korban nedava you give as a volunteer. He had a chiv chatas and now an ola comes up. So the Ibn Ezra writes that three parts to every korban. There's the dam that's sprinkled on his bech. There's the basar, and then there's the imurim, the limbs. An oaf does not have a moon. So the poor man would only bring an oaf. But he's not fulfilling only as basar v'dam. An oaf only has basar, it's flesh, and dam. But it doesn't have a moon. So says the Ibn Ezra, he's got to bring another turtle dove to replace that. You follow me? He's got to bring a korban olah. So the Gemara has in Chulin and Dafchav Gimel Mabeis a Havamina that olah that the poor man brings could be offered at night. And the Rashban Mechuva says no korban's ever offered at night, ever. How could the Gemara have a Havamina? In the Maskan, it's not true. But the Gemara has a Havamina that korban olah of the poor man can be offered at night. So you know what the Rashba says? The Girsa is wrong. The Girsa in the Gemara is wrong. Cannot be there was even a Havamina. Says the Or Sameach, no. According to the Ibn Ezra, what is the purpose of that oaf that is an ola? It supplants the Imurim. When are the Imurim smoked? The whole night, the first Mishnah in Shas. The Imurim are done at night. So that's why there was a Havamina. Maybe it could be offered at night, the whole Korban. Kamash Malanat. That's what the Rashba rejoiced in Shemayim. He says the Or Sameach 700 years later is saying Shat. He's an example of a Talmud Chacham, the Hedeya. That is the antithesis of a Talmud Chacham Shein Bo Deya in the Vela Tova. The Rashba, you think 7 years later, oh, I don't want to tell anyone. He got up and said, no, there is someone that said a better pshat than me. That's the tandem of the Rashba or Sameach. That's what we strive for. That we can have this combination. We are in the Yeshiva of Torah Mada. But we can also have the combination of Torah and Midas too. As we morph into a Talmud Chacham that has a persona of Kedusha and Taira. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. Let's stop a minute. Okay? Sunday we'll pick it up. Then we'll decide if it's going to be Monday or Tuesday. You, who wants to daven for the Yom? Avram.